I was on the phone the other day with one of my private clients, and we were talking about her social media strategy. And she tells me, "I just don't know what to say. I barely have enough time to create my webinars and blog posts. And then there's Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and Quora. And the list just goes on and on. How do I make up unique content for each platform, Stephanie?" Well, she was so frustrated. The good news for her and for you is that you don't have to create unique content for each platform. Today, I'll share my quick tips to share your brilliance anywhere you want with ease. Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan, your business success catalyst. So start by understanding that your audience has different consumption preferences. Content creation for your various social media platforms just doesn't have to be hard. One mistake that many business owners make is the belief that everything they share on different social media platforms has to be unique. It doesn't, plain and simple. People come in contact with you in a myriad of ways, and they all have their preferred method for consuming information. Sometimes it's audio, like in this podcast, sometimes video, sometimes in written form. Some prefer short sound bites, like you can get on Twitter. Some like longer digestible pieces that they could read on your blog. And so on and so forth. If you create any kind of content, you already have a gold mine you can share on your social media platforms. So here's an example of how I repurpose my content. Now, I believe in working smart, not hard. Life needs to be easy for me. And I give a lot of keynotes and workshops around the nation. So here's how I repurpose that information into a slew of content. I have a presentation that has X number of topics. Those X number of topics become individual blog posts or articles on article directories. The blog posts, when published, are syndicated to Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, and on and on. Then each post has shorter thoughts that can be broken into tweets or other social media updates. Some of the blog posts have thoughts that can be turned into quotables by me. And what I mean by a quotable, you know, on social media where a lot of people like to share inspirational quotes, well, you have inspirational quotes inside the things you write too, and I call them quotables. With a slight bit of modification, each post can turn into one or short podcasts. And really great podcasts can be set to PowerPoints and turned into videos for YouTube or other video sharing sites. So how do I keep track of all that? I mean, that sounds like a lot of work, and I just told you I like things to be easy. Well, my blogging editor is actually also my major manager of all of the repurposing. Draft posts are saved with content from presentations to be worked into a post as it fits into my editorial calendar. And I have categories that I use to signify that the post would be good for a longer article, a podcast, or a video. I keep a master text file with all of my 140 character tweets and links. And the very simple system keeps me fresh with things to talk about or share. I also employ automation to help me publish to various sites, as well as a virtual assistant that helps me to pull out tweets from posts or create videos. So can I quote you on that? What brilliant things have you said in a blog post lately that could be put to the surface or pulled to the surface to be shared in your social media? I'd love to hear your thoughts. This is Stephanie Callahan, your business success catalyst. Have a great day, and bye-bye for now.